Happy Hanukkah, and welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day, Yom Chamishi, 25th day of the month of Kislev. Today is the first day of Hanukkah. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in our daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Bitzalel ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal, Nade, and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily please be returned home today to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Zeb Goldberg of the Beis Medrash of Bergenfield in Bergenfield, New Jersey. BMOB, we had such a great time with Rabbi Neuberger yesterday, so we're going to cross Newbridge Road and head to BMOB, where Rabbi Goldberg will share words of Divrei Chizuk, followed by the recitation of our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamin, and Kuf Men Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Goldberg will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, the Mishnah Berach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach Lecholim, pausing and enabling us to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive a daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And finally, yes, today is Hanukkah and is a Yontif and is a wonderful and happy day. We're still going to recite the first parak, chapter 20, which in its opening words, it is a day of distress because we are obviously still in distress, because of the war in Israel, and that we still have hostages who we want to get home. So even though it's Yontif and we don't include that as part of davening, we will still say it here today. With that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldberg.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It's always a pleasure to be on this call and to share some Divrei Torah. Really, a shalom aleichem to everyone and a freilich mechanukah. As today is the first day of Hanukkah and 2 days before Shabbat Parshat Miketz, I want to share a beautiful idea that connects Hanukkah to the Parsha. As we know, on Hanukkah, we light the menorah. And the halachos of the Hanukkah candles stand in sharp contrast to the halachos of Shabbos candles. When it comes to Hanukkah candles, we're prohibited to get any benefit. As we sang last night in Haneiro Salalu, and we will do Be'ezrat Hashem for the next 7 nights, we say, Ve'ein lanu reshus lishtamish bahem ela lerosam bilvad. We don't have permission to get benefit from the light. We can just look. And Rashi explains that the reason that we don't get benefit from the lights of the Hanukkiah is because we want to make it crystal clear that we are only lighting the menorah to commemorate the Nes, which is particularly important when you think about the fact that for thousands of years, the only source of light in people's homes after it became dark was the light of a candle. So lighting candles were commonplace in people's homes. But lighting a candle and specifically not using the light would demonstrate the fact that we're doing so for the sake of commemorating and celebrating the Nes of Hanukkah. Now, in contrast to this halacha, we are also told that we light Shabbos candles. But here we're obligated to get the benefit from the Shabbos candles. If you light your Shabbos candles in a location, we're not allowed to get benefit. Your bracha is essentially a bracha levatala, because the entire purpose of candle lighting on Shabbos, in advance of Shabbos, is to enhance your meal. So we have two different mitzvot that relate to lighting candles, but they really could not be more different one from the other. Now with this in mind, let me share with you a gemara in Masechet Shabbos on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rava, Pshita Li, Rava says it's obvious to me. Near Beis Tov, near Hanukkah, if a person is in a situation where they have to choose between lighting a Shabbos candle or a Hanukkah candle near Beis HaOdesh. The Shabbos candle would take precedence. Mishum Shalom Beiso. Because Shabbos candles are associated with Shalom Bayis. And this Gemara is paskin in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his magnificent work, Emes LeYaakov, points out that at first glance, this conclusion from the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch is really patently wrong. Because the Chanukah candles represent Hashem's intervention in this world. It represents Hashem tinkering with nature and showing his hand in human affairs. That message should supersede the need to have light when eating your Shabbos meal. Logically, if there are extremely limited funds, a Chanukah candle should be purchased. Because what the Chanukah candle represents is, at first glance, more important than Shalom Bayis. And here, Rav Yaakov writes that there is a powerful lesson to be learned from the fact that Chazal instruct us to pick the Shabbos candles. The lesson is that our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam is not based on the supernatural and otherworldly hand of God. Our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam is based on human effort to take the physical world that we live in and elevate it. Our mission in this world is to bring the Ribono Shel Olam into the most mundane and human experiences. And that's why, explains Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, if there are limited funds and you have to choose between one of these two mitzvot related to Neiros, it's more important to purchase a Shabbos candle to enhance your Shabbos meal and elevate the very human experience of eating into an experience that nourishes the soul. And ladies and gentlemen, it is this very idea which emerges from this week's Parsha as well. As we'll read on Shabbos, Meretz Hashem, Paro summons Yosef to his palace. And Paro praises Yosef's ability to interpret dreams. And you can only imagine the thrill and excitement that Yosef must have been feeling at this moment. And with that in mind, listen carefully to Yosef's response to Paro's praise. Yosef corrects Paro, and he says as follows, Biladai, Elokim ya'aneh et shalom Paro. Paro, you're praising the wrong person. I don't get credit. The Ribono Shel Olam, God, will answer and interpret your dreams, not I. Yosef transforms a moment that could have fed his ego into a moment of spirituality, where he attributes his success to God. A few verses later, in the midst of interpreting Paro's dream, Yosef seizes the opportunity to once again bring Hashem into the picture. And Yosef says, Asher ha-Elokim oseh hera et Paro. What God is about to do, he has shown to Paro. Yosef continues to mention God's name so often that when Yosef finishes his interpretation and suggests that Paro hire someone to oversee the collection of the food, Paro himself responds, Vayomer Paro l'Abadav, Hanimsach hazeh ish asher ruach Elokim bam. Will we find anyone like this, a man in whom there is a spirit of God? Yosef takes a moment in Olam Hazeh and brings the Ribono Shel Olam into this world. Yosef's ability to bring God into this world even rubbed off on Paro. Even Paro saw the divine footprint. And so as we embark on this beautiful Yom Tov of Chanukah, even with the focus on the miracle of the Pach Shemen, we have to remind ourselves to dedicate our efforts to bring the divine spark into this world, just as Yosef did. Elevating that which is physical as a Shabbos meal and consecrating even the most mundane and even the most mundane and routine of human actions into something which is deeply spiritual and meaningful, because that stands at the core of what our mission is in this world. And that is a Dvar Torah from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that so beautifully weaves together the topic of Chanukah with this week's Parsha, Parshas Miketz. And with that, I will turn your attention now to the Tehillim that are recited each and every day on this call. We'll begin with Perechos, chapter 20. Amnatayach, Mizmor LeDavid, Gancho Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Yolasecha Yedash Nasala, Yitin Lecha Kil Vadecha, Becholat Tasecha Yimalei, Niranina Bishuatecha, Uvishim Elohim Nigdol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Ata Yadaki, Yoshi Adonai Mishicho, Daneo Mishmei Kacho, Big Burot Yeshayimino, Eilev Arechev, V'Eilev Atusim, V'Anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir, Hema Karo V'Nasfalo, V'Anachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad, Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Tehillim Perechos Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid. Adonai roi lo echtar, binoteshe yarbitzeni, alnei menuchot yinahaleni, nashi yishoviv, yamchini b'magli tzedek leman shemo, gam ki eilech, v'geit ha-mavet, lo yirara, ki ato imadi, tiftecho mishantecha, hima yinachamuni, karuch lefanai shocha, neged tzorerai, tishanta b'ashem en roshi, kosi rivaya, Achto v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai b'shavdi v'beis Adonai v'yorech yamim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'malot etzoin ayel ha'horim me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'im Adonai yosei shamayim v'aret ayitei mamot raglacha ayanum shomerecha Yine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer yisrael, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzolcha yad yiminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach v'loyla, Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor asnafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzitzecha uvolecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Perkuf Lamed 130. Yir ha-ma'alot mi-ma-makim, kirasicha Adonai, Adonai, shema v'koli. Tihi anoznacha kashuvos lekol tachanunai, im avonot tishmorya. Adonai mi-yamot, ki imecha ha-silicha, le-man tivarei, ki viti Adonai, ki psa nafshi. V'lidvaro chalti nafshi la-Adonai, mishomirim la-boker. Tomrim laboker, yachel yisrael al Adonai, kim Adonai yachased, v'harbe imo fedos, v'hu yifdes yisrael, mihi kol avonotav. And finally, chapter 142, Parakuf Membez, Maskele David, v'yos alvan me'aros, v'sila, koli al Adonai azak, koli al Adonai yachana, nashpoch lefanav tichi, Sarasile fanavagid, pisate falairuchi, tatayadata nisivati, borazu ale, tanufakli, habetamin ure, vainly makiravad, manos mimani, endorej, lenafshi, bakti lafadina, yamartia tamasi, alakiveret, askayim, akshiva rinati, kidalosi meodati leni, mirotai, Yamitsu mimani, hotia mimaskir nafshi, lehodos ha-shemecha, v'yachiru tzadikim, kisigmo lalai. Achinu kol beis Yisrael, hamitzunim betzara v'shivya, ha-omdim bein bayam, uvein bayabash, ha-makom yirachim alayam, yotim yitzara l'rvacha, me'afela liora, mishibu l'gula, ha-shtabag Allah, with makrib n'omar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or on land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Now we recite the Mishaberach for Chayalei Tzaha. Mishaberach Abusinu Abu Yaakov, we very chat Chayalei Tzaha Ganal Yisrael, Ramshay Kochos Habitachon, Haomdim Hamishmar, Tzeno Vare Elohinu, Igvul Halevonon, Rambibar Mitzrayim, Lemeneh Magado, Adaloha Araba, Beabasha, Bavir, Vayam. Yitain Adnayas, Avinar Kamim, Alin, Negafim, Mefem, Akadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmar, Vyastil, Chayalei, Mikol Tervit, Tukol, Mikonego, Machala, Vishlach, Verachav, Atzlacha, Bechol, Masei Yedehem. The Mishaberach now for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Abasinu Avram Yaakov Yosef Moshe the Aaron Deborah Shlomo Yivarech Yishmar Vinsert and Dreis Vaganari Yisrael Shuvia Veskol Achinu Hanesunim Betzavis Shivya Lavor Shekol Hakahala Kadosh Azem Spala Baburam Kadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachim Aleihem. Amen. And lastly, the Mishaberach for those who are ill and they have a quick and speedy refuah shleima. Mishaberach Avosinu Avram Yaakov Moshe Aaron W Shlomo Yivarech Verapes Acholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimali Rachamim, Allah, Vahachalimam, 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 Vahachayosam, Yishbach Lahem, Mehera, Refuah Shlema, Minashamayim, Laramachi, Barabu, Shisagidab, Bisov, Shar Cholei Yisrael, Refuah Sanesesh, Refuah Sagov, Hashtabag, Allah, Zman, Karib, Bin Omar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldberg. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in your Hashem, in the near future. One quick note that I neglected, my apologies, in the beginning of the call, to share that today's call was generously sponsored by Fran Levitinsky in loving memory of her mother, Dorothy, Deborah Gittelbass, Mordechai, who here today was several days ago on Yotet Kislev, on the 19th of Kislev. May her neshama have an aliyah. Again, Fran, thank you so much for your generosity. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Even when we don't meet, we don't have the call, please continue, whether it's at 1 o'clock or any day, all of our tefillos matter. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. All Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos, Chanukah Sameach.